everybody. It's the Bumpus Podcast, show number 16, and we're just sitting around doing nothing. Thought we'd have a show 16. Haven't seen you for a while, stranger.
Yeah, I got lost.
Yep. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm tired. Worn out.
Yeah, good.
How's that good?
Well, means you've been busy.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I suppose.
Yeah. So, it is show 16, and you missed a couple shows, I think, now, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Have you even heard them?
No, I've been busy.
Okay. No, I didn't know, because I talked bad about you and all that.
I figured as much.
Right. So, I just had to make sure, brace myself in case I was in trouble. Let's see. I did my famous hardly any research. I did a little research for the show this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Did you come up with... You were just hollering some funny cowboy things.
Oh.
You know, football started and all that. I can care less about football, but...
Oh, no, the Redskins won, so that's all right.
Yeah.
They barely won, but they won.
Yeah. Oh, well, first of all, let me open a good old Rock Gut Bush beer, because last show I didn't do it. I did it during the week, so... I didn't drink a Rock Gut Bush beer. So, let me... Ooh, that sounds good. Let me drink some of this Rock Gut Bush beer.
You do that.
Alright, so what'd you come up with? Are you looking at them now?
Yeah. What do the cowboys and possums have in common?
What?
Both play dead at home and get killed on the road.
That's good.
And then how do you keep a Dallas Cowboy out of your yard? Put up a goalpost.
Oh, no.
And how do you get a cowboy to stand up? Say, will the defendant please rise? And what do you call a drug ring in Dallas?
I don't know.
A huddle.
A huddle. Oh, Lord. That's nuts.
Yeah.
Crazy, crazy.
Say that an individual is not a Cowboys fan.
Right. Yeah, must not be.
So what you doing over there? Playing Tiddlywinks?
Yeah, I'm playing Tiddlywinks and just trying to, you know, I'm used to doing the show by myself last couple weeks. Not used to having someone in here now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I was just...
I'll leave.
Well, I heard during the week, Isaac's been posting that he's not feeling well or something, and I found out what he's really...
Bell, customers must be in a car to get food at the drive-thru window.
I found
That's
out
less than 50
what
old
happened
Terry
to Isaac.
Kimble learned the hard way Tuesday night. Kimble tried to...
Oh, Lord. The clip stopped. Oh, well. So much for live podcasting. Or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
The clip stopped. There was a guy, Isaac, went to Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah.
And went through the drive-thru.
Yeah.
And called 911 because he walked, because he was drunk. So he walked up to the drive-thru and they refused.
Isaac?
Yeah, Isaac. And they refused to serve him.
Mm-hmm.
So he called 911 and said, hey, buddy, you know, they're not serving me. So why don't you send a cop out here and that way I can catch a ride home, too, while you're here. And they said, oh, no, 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 we're not going to give you a ride home. And, then he said, okay, how about if you give me a ride home after you take me to jail then? And he said, well, we'll go ahead and send an officer out for you, buddy. So, pretty much basically that's what it was.
So he's not feeling too good. It's probably all that, you know, county food.
Well, all the county food, and Bubba probably got him.
Yeah, you think? Gave him a reach-around?
Yeah, out there in L.A., those reach-arounds are rough when you're in the L.A. County Jail.
I would imagine.
Yeah. So.
Rube's eating stuffed crust pizza.
Yeah, I saw that. I liked it. Did you like it?
I don't know.
Oh. You didn't like his status?
Oh, I don't recall, did I?
No, I don't know.
I will now.
And I've been being poked all day, and I'm being invaded again now.
Yeah, I saw that you were filling in some hole.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the hole where we had no water for a whole weekend last week.
Yeah.
They fixed it, but they didn't fill the hole back in. So.
Well, they did the best they could.
Yeah, no, it looked fine. Hey, look, I've got a new show, actually, and I want to kind of plug it now. It's at the bspodcast.webs.com still, but it's called Podcast Junkie.
Right.
And I started it. It's only going to be once a month or something.
Right.
I'm trying to get people, if they listen to podcasts, post them, and I'll listen to them. And then I'm, you know, obviously if I don't get any participation, I'm going to go ahead and start talking about, I'll listen for 3 or 4 shows of a certain show, come up with an opinion, and I'll come on here and talk about it.
Right.
You know, obviously the show's not gonna, the show people aren't going to know I'm doing it about them, but, because I listen to a lot on Stitcher.
Right.
A lot of weird shows, and some you like, some you don't. Huh?
Nothing.
I didn't hear you.
That's okay.
Oh, okay. It's not good radio if you don't repeat it.
Well, I already said it.
Oh, I
so
wonder.
So those who need to know already know.
Oh, so you're saying they probably heard it, but I didn't.
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay. I posted on my Facebook page. On the Bumpus podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And where we've got 51 people that have gone and liked it.
Wow.
Yeah. It's coming up. I posted, let's talk cheese. The other night I was eating some cheese. So, made me think, you know.
Right.
Good job, huh?
Yeah.
Let's talk cheese
it
here, people.
Think.
I love smoked Gouda at holiday time and habanero anytime. What cheeses are your favorites? Well, Joanne Valentine said she likes Pepper Jack.
Pepper Jack's good.
Yep. And Molly Warner says Pepper Jack cheese. Crushed garlic whipped into cream cheese makes one hell of a tasty dip. Elemental cheese with Swiss equals fondue yummy. So,
I like Swiss.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that...
Feet cheese.
We get to that. Yeah. Your smart husband came up with something. Of course, I told Molly I'll have to try that. So, yeah, I will try it, Molly, if I can get my wife to cook it or cheese it or whatever.
Mm. Those are crackers.
Oh, yeah, because she said garlic, and I wrote, just don't kiss anyone after chip dipping, right? You know,
yeah.
She never answered that, I don't think. I guess they all love me so much, they ignore me, too.
Yeah.
Joanne also likes Swiss. And I wrote, Swiss is good. My daughter says it tastes like her dad's feet smell. Ugh. So, but, and then Molly again says, well, you gotta love the processed cheese. Unwrap a single slice and enjoy. You know, which, that's pretty simple. And it is true.
I like it.
Oh, no, I do. I've done that. Oh, well, Molly's being dirty. She said, never had it and never will, but the good... But a good idea is to stay away from dick cheese, just saying.
Dick
so,
cheese?
Yeah. You never heard
is
of dick
like,
cheese?
Is that like a joke or is that like a real kind of cheese?
No, I'm sure it's a joke, honey.
I
don't
look
know.
Look it up.
Must be. Well, look it up right now. Dick cheese. Just wait. Molly's going to get a
cheese.
Kick out of it.
Well, I want to know what it is. Because
it's
if
nothing.
It's like something like toe jam, then,
well,
then that's just nasty.
Well, that's what I wrote was toe cheese.
That's just nasty.
Well.
If that's what that is.
Is there any results?
I don't know. We have Verizon.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'll have to get back with you on dick cheese.
Let's see.
Once it's unloading.
Oh, and I had put on, earlier in the week, I put, my post was simply that he played Frank Corrigan in what movie and did you like the movie? It's still one of my go-to movies. Everyone who chimes in will get mentioned on show 16, assuming the act of Mom Nature stays away from Bumpus this time. So, meaning, hopefully...
Frank Corrigan.
Oh, you don't know this? You obviously haven't gone to the Bumpus podcast on Facebook and liked it, or if you have, you don't pay attention to it.
No, I saw it.
Do you want to give a shot before I start reading? It's the
we
same.
Were soldiers?
No. Same cast of character. Well, Kim Hanbury was the first one, so she doesn't join us a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
But she gets a shout out because.
Dick Cheese.
You ready before you start into Dick Cheese to let me.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Frank Corrigan. Listen, it was Clint Eastwood in The Line of Fire.
Oh, Frank.
Yeah, Kim Hanbury wrote that. Kim Hanbury Calavis. And she wrote, Clint Eastwood in The Line of Fire, also main character of a computer game, Fallout 2. which I didn't know. She loved the movie long ago, but have since fallen out of love with Eastwood movies. And then I told her I still watch Escape from Alcatraz every time I see it. What?
That's just nasty.
Okay, well, can I finish?
Yes, you can finish.
And then Molly says, what did I do that's nasty?
No, not you.
Okay.
Dick Cheese.
Yeah, Dick Cheese is good. Anyway, Molly wrote Eastwood in the Line of Fire. She got it right, and she thought it was a good flick. Her favorite, though, is a good old Western, The Good, the Bad, the Ugly. Do you remember?
I haven't seen that one. I've heard of it, but I've not seen it.
Yeah, it's an old classic Clint Eastwood. And then, of course, Chip Melton, our 50th like, mm-hmm. Shannon's husband.
Right.
He knew it, but he also said he loved the John Malkovich character in this one.
Yeah.
And that, as far
John
as...
John Malkovich always plays these weird people.
Right, but he drilled it in A Line of Fire.
No, I mean, In A Line of Fire was an awesome movie.
Yeah, I mean, that...
It's been on all weekend, too.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. I just... This was earlier
like
in the week.
Two or three times yesterday.
Yeah, and see Molly and Stephanie keep poking me nonstop. I'm busy over here. What did you come up with about...
Okay, Dick Cheese.
Dick Cheese? You Googled it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so people can Google Dick Cheese.
Dick Cheese. In the Urban Dictionary, it's a white, crusty substance that forms all on and around the penis when a man hasn't washed it after sex or at all in a long time.
Oh, wow.
So they say, baby, you better take care of that dick cheese before you think I'm going down on you.
Wow. That's weird.
And it typically happens to uncircumcised penises, which aren't clean regularly. Hmm. And it looks like pieces of cottage cheese under the foreskin, and it stinks.
I don't have foreskin. So I wouldn't know. Did I just give TMI? Or is that a... given. Are there a lot of guys that didn't get circumcised? You
I
think?
Guess. I don't know.
I'll have to check that out.
They say that it's meant to, it's more, it helps if you get circumcised, it helps with the bacteria.
Yeah, it keeps it clean. You don't give off diseases.
You don't get the cheese.
Mm-hmm. Ah, rot gut bush beer. And, I just, of course, posted I'm going on the air, but so far Molly says cheers and Stephanie says have fun. So, I got my regular followers, don't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a good thing. Let me see. That was... what else are we going to do? I have show prep. I'm just... sitting here. Did you come up with... You have anything else or no?
No, just Dick Cheese.
Oh, hey, look, I got a...
I mean, I don't have Dick Cheese. I mean, I looked it up.
You looked it up, yeah.
I don't have a dick.
Right.
I couldn't have Dick Cheese.
No, you don't.
You have a dick.
Yeah, I think I do.
Last time, you know, I checked.
Yeah, I do. It's still there every now and then.
Dick Cheese?
No, my dick.
Oh.
In general, it's still there.
Every now and then? Will you, like, take it off? Was that, like, snaps?
Well, yeah, exactly. Snap on.
Instead of clap on, clap off, snap on,
yeah.
Snap off.
Yeah, we've been through that before. Mm. Hey, I was thinking during the week.
Oh, Lord.
And I don't know what brought it up, but it was with somebody, I don't know who, on Facebook or something, but a sex doll came up. And, you know, God only knows what comes up with me, but... So, I Googled sex doll history,
And
this is what I came up with. Did you know that sex dolls are a masturbation tool?
No, are they really? I thought they were just somebody that you can use to get into the HOV lane.
What, that, yeah. Well, see, people don't know what HOV is, maybe. Most metropolitan cities, there's a carpool lane, I guess they're called.
Yeah.
So, I'm trying to think where I've been all up and down the East Coast. They are called different things. High occupancy vehicle is here, and it's, you got to have, what, three or more?
Three or more.
Okay. And then out 66 going towards Front Royal, Tammy Atwell lives out there. Oh, I got to bring that up, by the way, later. But the 66, it's HOV2.
Yeah.
And then somewhere in Carolina, it's HOV2. But anyway, a doll, a sex doll, consists of the whole body or just body parts. such as a vagina, anus, and mouth. So you can buy just like, I've seen those, like Marilyn Chambers was a...
Oh, you can just buy...
Well, yeah, it's like a rump laying there. You lay flat on the table and it's a silicone rump.
Like
with,
on the kitchen table?
Yeah. Well, wherever. I'm just saying, I've seen it.
Marilyn...
Yeah, I'm not eating Wheaties while I'm putting Marilyn Chambers' rump on my table, though. But anyway, I guess you just dig in and go. I don't just like your Wheaties. You just dig in and go. Sometimes they have vibrating parts that also are interchangeable. So that's pretty neat. But years ago, they started French and Spanish sailors used them for long sea trips. That's what they were pretty much invented
to help
for.
Help man the ship?
Yeah, so Isaac and Reuben should know all about that. I mean, they're not wee French, but the Spanish part. Spanish and French sailors used them for long sea trips. Makes sense. I mean, you know, you're going out to sea. Otherwise, you're banging guys.
I mean, thought that's what they did anyway. Them pirates out there, they're kind of...
Yeah, butt pirates.
Kind of weird.
Well,
anyway,
the earliest sex doll goes back to 1908. And that's the earliest one they know about. But in August of 1955, Max Weisbrot of Germany, of course, smart people over there, he manufactured one that was 11.5 inches tall, and she was made out of plastic, and she was named Bild Lily, B-I-L-D. It's German, meaning picture, build, or built. I guess you would pronounce it in German, but Lily, L-I-L-L-I, and she was a hypersexualized version of a newspaper cartoon strip in Bild Zeitung magazine in Germany, which, when I lived in Germany, Bild Zeitung was a magazine still. So, I mean, this was way back in 55, but
right,
it's one that I remember because I liked it. I liked Nana when I lived over there, and they used to feature her a lot in the Bild Zeitung magazine, so I had tons of those when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. But I did.
Mm-hmm. I just agreed. Uh-huh.
And then Bild Lily was marketed as a joke for men that could not afford the real thing. So it was a hoax.
Like you could afford the fake thing.
Well, I'm going to give you a little insight to me. When I was single.
You had one?
I did.
No way.
Yeah, I did. For real. It was an ad in the back. What? Right. No, I was living by myself. It was in a magazine, and it said, free sex doll for just your address. I gave my address, and I got my free sex doll, and it was this 11.5-inch tall doll is all it was. I was gypped. I was thinking it was something I could actually, you know, use. I mean, my first experience being an adult on my own. So, I guess everyone's going to...
You had it and you couldn't...
Couldn't do any. I just got a doll. Right. I just got a doll that was naked. A naked Barbie is all you get. But it was free. And then after that, all this stuff kept coming in my mailbox for buy this magazine, buy that magazine. You know. I used to buy Club International magazine. And that's... The ad was back there. I don't know if they make those things anymore. And, also... About 22, 23, 24, what?
So did you ever take her for a ride?
No, I threw her away because I was gypped. And for real, it was just a plastic Barbie. That's all it was.
Okay.
But I did try it.
You said you tried.
Right.
So you took her for a ride.
Yeah, a ride to the dump or wherever I took my trash.
Well, you even took her somewhere.
Right.
Did you offer her dinner on her ride to the dump?
Right. Well, it says here, Bild Lily. I just read that. Bild Lily was marketed as a joke for men that could not afford the real thing. They got me. I couldn't afford the real thing. You know.
But don't they sell those? I mean, they sell them, like, in a sex store, the real thing. I mean, like...
Yeah.
I mean, not the real
thing.
Yeah,
I'm getting to that.
The real thing.
Yeah, I'm getting to that.
Oh, okay. Well, read on.
Calm down.
Come on, Thomas Edison.
Today you can find cyber... Ooh. Oh, cyber orgasmat matrix dolls. They are made of elastic gel with strong shape memory. meaning you twist an arm and it kind of stays there for a while. You know, you lift a leg, it stays there for a while. That's what I deduced that strong shape memory meant. Additional current options on that doll are a pelvic thrust motor, which makes the pelvis actually thrust back up at you.
Right, but I wouldn't want to be using that during a lightning storm.
Right. Wireless headphones for sound. You wear wireless headphones while you're banging it, and apparently you hear the ooh and the ah. And heated orifices. So.
Burn your dick?
Yeah. And Henrik Christensen of the European Robotics Research Network says that people will soon be banging robots. So, I don't know how soon.
So,
but
is this your way of telling me you want a robot?
I'm interested in technology, is all I'm saying.
You're
so,
a dork.
And then, speaking of dork, I've got them all over my Facebook, as you know, right?
Yeah.
So,
but you are their leader.
Well, Kelly Levy, she keeps posting that she likes my stuff, blah, blah, blah. She posted a joke, and I was tickled by it. So, a major in the service, he hired a new secretary. And one day when she noticed the major's fly was open, she politely said, "Oh, sir, did you know that your barracks door is open?" Right?
Right.
Well, he did not understand her remark, but later he saw his zipper. Later he saw his zipper was open, and he decided to have some fun with the secretary. Not that kind of fun.
Oh.
Well, he called her in the office and asked her, "By the way, when you said my barracks door was open this morning, did you also happen to see a soldier standing there at attention?" And she replied, just calm and collected, she just replied, "Nope, no sir, all I saw was a little disabled veteran sitting on two duffel bags inside his zipper barracks door." So shout out to Kelly Levy. Kelly Levy Phelps, I think. I don't know if it's still, I don't remember, I don't want to go there, but it's Kelly Levy when I went to school with her. So, let's see, that's about all I had. Well, no, last week, the beginning of the week, I was going out to Virginia Beach.
Right.
And I saw coming down 64, I got to set this story. It's four lanes, so it's two lanes each direction to the beach, two lanes leaving the beach. And I looked over, and there's many big, long stretches where you can see, you know, traffic on the other side, other stretches where there's trees in the media. Anyway, it was a good long stretch around Williamsburg, Newport News. I saw police cars coming up the middle, and the cars were parting appropriately, you know.
Right.
Fast lane was going off to the left shoulder. Right lane was going off to the right shoulder, and they split up the middle, and there was five or six state trooper cars, you know, barreling up the road. Well, I pulled over because there was one coming up my side. I started pulling over on the right shoulder, and everybody was still in the left lane, and as I pulled over and started slowing down, a tractor trailer is not that easy to slow down compared to a car. But as I'm slowing down, the trooper saw that and started coming up the middle, you know. Let the people in the idiots in the fast lane are like, "Oh, shit, there's a car, you know, police car."
Right.
It's pretty funny to see people don't pay attention when they drive. It's just hilarious to me. Anyway, so the one trooper came by me, and he pulled into the little crossover thing, you know, it says for emergency vehicles only, like he wants to turn around and go the other way.
Right.
Well, he pulls in there, I get back on the road and start going, and all of a sudden, the trooper, I'm coming up on him where he's pulled in the little dilly-dally there in the middle, and he just starts burning rubber, kicking rocks, and he comes back out in the road, you know, backwards, skids into the road, almost in front of me. And well, he was in front of me, but I kept on going, and some brown full-size GMC pickup blew by me, you know, in the fast lane, no big deal. And that's when I noticed, speaking of not paying attention, that's when I noticed, I looked in the mirror again, and here's five or six police cars coming up the fast lane.
Right.
And turns out, I pulled back over again, and they rammed that pickup right in front of me. And it was so cool. I mean, you see it on Cops, and you could just imagine, you know, the radio going off, and, you know,
right.
They have to get authorization to ram a, you know, a perp. And so they did. Rock gut bush beer. My mouth was getting dry, sorry. Anyway, so they spun him out and, of course, ran up to him with guns drawn. And, you know, I was sitting 40, 50 feet away. I posted pictures on my Facebook for people that have access to that. But thought it was pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And 40 minutes I sat there.
Wow.
Because our trucks are computerized and I have to interact with it. You know, meaning I stopped, why I'm stopped, blah, 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 and it counts down the time, you know, so I get paid for the 40 minutes I was sitting. You have to know how to interact with it properly. But, so it took them that long. But when I noticed they poured some sort of substance, they ended up taking the guy and dragging him out by his shirt collar, dragging him out of the car, and they were cuffing him on the ground. And he was resisting, I guess, because I saw six more assholes and elbows jump in, police, you know, jump in on top of him. They ended up dragging him. He was in the fast lane where they drug him out of the car, the way the truck ended up spinning out and hitting the walls and all that.
Right.
They ended up dragging him by his shirt collar over to the guardrail to the right side.
Wow.
And I guess they had leverage over there and pinned him up against the guardrail, and I was out of my view at that point. I couldn't see because of all the police cars, but I saw, when the ambulance got there and the fire trucks, I saw one of the EMTs poured a bucket of something from the driver's door down to the guardrail,
mm-hmm.
and the man was already put up on a stretcher, and three cops went in with him for the ambulance ride. I thought that was strange, too. Normally, you just can send one cop.
Well, maybe he was wild.
Yeah, but, so anyway, but when I drove past it, that little stream of stuff they poured down, it was all bubbly blue and red, kind of. So I guess they drug him in, and they poured some sort of stuff on a blood thing,
right.
You know, blood trail. So I just thought that was neat. So I wish I had sound effects. I would have played a siren and go, woo, 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 and then, hey, I'm good at sound effects.
You're good at something.
Yeah. What?
Nothing. I'm just being poked by a bunch of women.
Oh, who?
Well.
Anyone you want to say or no?
Oh, Tanya.
Tanya who?
Raisenberg.
Oh. Oh, Tanya. Oh, yeah. No, see, you didn't even know that. The BS podcast is live now.
I saw that. I did know that.
I called in.
Yeah, you were telling me.
I was their first caller. And
such a dork.
And I got in, and Tanya was on there. I had no clue Tanya was on there. And so she gave me an earful. Isaac gave me an earful. And it's hard. You know, it's just like calling a radio station. Isaac's got this nice equipment. And so it's kind of hard to understand. But I was sitting in a parking lot when I called. And I actually got through. And we had trouble. But finally I got through. And a sheriff's department car pulled in and shined his light on me. So I took off. Not that I have anything to hide. But it was a closed business. And so I took off. And, you know, he could see I was on my phone, so he didn't come after me. But that's why I took off, so I didn't have to, while I was live on the air. That would have made good radio, though, I think, if the cop walked up and knocked on my window, put the phone down, sir, you know, maybe shot me, you know, thinking it.
My God, you're so...
Well, I would have been killed in the line of the BS podcast duty.
Yeah, but I still wouldn't have gotten the pay. pay, though, because you were on the phone and shouldn't have been on the phone.
Yeah. Well, but anyway, I called in and crushed their show. Had a good time. Didn't last long. Isaac was kicking me off. Go away, kid. You bother me. You know, one of those deals.
Treating you like the redheaded stepchild?
Yeah. But they were doing fetishes. Top 10 fetishes that Tanya came up with on her research. And so they asked me mine, and the best I could come up with was ankles.
Ankles?
Yeah, I like chicks' ankles. Well, I said first, I said, they said, Isaac asked me, what's your fetish, Mark? And I said, well, if it has a vagina, I want it. And he said, that's not a fetish.
And that's being a guy.
And that's when Tanya said, you're a frickin' dork.
She's right.
Yeah, so.
You know?
But anyway, so I took away from Tanya, and then Isaac grilled us. What is this with you two? You got a competition. He thinks we have a competition.
Who has a competition?
Me and Tanya.
She's
a regular on their show.
Right.
I'm not.
Right.
Because I have my own show.
Right.
So I'm better. But,
oh, Lord.
Yeah, she's just a guest on the show, on their show. Right? So does that make me better, or who wins the competition, or are you going to play the fifth?
You just said there was no competition.
No, in their eyes, they're saying we have a competition.
Right.
Right. I say there is no competition. I've got my show. I've got two shows. Where's Tanya's show? Right? Eh? Eh? Check it out. Where's her show?
Dark.
So, I win. So, if you're listening, Tanya, I win.
I don't know.
But Tammy's still on your side. I guess chicks stick together for
That's
some
right.
reason.
Just like we go to the bathroom together, we stick together.
Yeah, I don't know what all that's about.
I don't know. I'd sooner be friendly with a female than somebody who could possibly have dick cheese.
Right. Hey, look, we got to wrap up this.
Okay, fine. Just shut me up then.
Listen to me. On my show, on my last show I did by myself, I said I'm not going to make segment one, segment two anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Because, well, yeah, you figure the music plays, the show starts.
Right. That's usually
then the music plays in the middle. So people should know that segment one's over now. There's a song. Segment two started. So, but what I did come up with, and I think it's going to be nice, and I'm going to start this. That's what I was saying earlier. I forgot to mention it. At the beginning of my show, from now on, I'm going to tell... I don't have sponsors other than the Best Bully Sticks, which people should still go to the bspodcast.webs.com, click the link, and buy them, because it'll throw some cash my way. I don't know how much cash, maybe 50 cents, if I'm lucky.
You're counting that much?
Yeah, if I'm lucky. But, you know, all I can do is try, because I already covered that on the last show. But, you know, drop them if I'm not going to make any money. No sense having them on there, right?
Right.
But I know everybody has pets. My idea that I came up with, since I don't have sponsors, so to speak, is I'm going to bring shows. I was going to bring the show, like, show 16 of the Bumpus podcast is brought to you by my butthole.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Well, I came up with a better one.
Yeah.
Even though that's kind of cute, it could be my
butthole. My wife's butthole?
Well, it could be your butthole next week. Mine this week.
Why does my butthole have to be one next week?
My one-eyed viper this week. Your, what do you have? Bat cave next week.
Bat cave?
Yeah.
I don't do that because didn't, like, Reuben and, and Isaac, don't they... have like a little dress up where they're Batman and Robin or something.
Oh yeah, on their picture. Yeah. No. So I came up with a more feasible one. What I'm going to do is I've got 51 people on Facebook that liked our page. So and at random, I'm going to choose Sherry because Sherry has done some photoshopping for me. She's a real good. So today's whole entire show is brought to you by Sherry Brenneman Berkey. Sound good?
Sounds good to me.
And then next
Better
week...
Better than your butthole.
Yeah. And, well, no, I mean, shout out to Sherry. She deserves it.
Exactly.
She's...
I agree.
...the virgin that made it first. You know, so I hope she appreciates hearing that. She wants to come over here and do a podcast with us, but I keep thinking you're scaring her off from doing it.
I'm scaring her off.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to have her here when you're not home, obviously.
Right.
But, you know, so maybe. Good idea. if she's interested.
I guess.
Yeah, maybe one Saturday she could come by or whatever. We can.
Is she local?
She's the one from Cuckoo.
Cuckoo.
Yeah,
the
one house on the corner.
One house on the corner.
Right. Yeah, that's Sherry. I went to school with her. I think she was a couple years ahead of me, so I didn't go to school with her, but, you know.
You didn't go the days that she showed up?
Right. So, we do need to go ahead and end because we're putting Isaac to sleep.
Okay.
You know. So, I don't know. Are you going to be back for segment two, or?
I suppose, if you'll have me.
Well, we got to come up with something for some sort of content.
Like a table? Table of content.
Table of contents.
It's so funny, it scares me.
Yeah. Well, and it's just easier to compress the files and get them off, so we do need to go ahead and take a break, and plus, Isaac's going to play some music. So, you're listening to the Bumpus Podcast, show 16. Play some music, Isaac.
Feather in the wind.
Oh, it's all of my love. All of my love.
show number 16. I am Mark, and I'm with Tammy. And she made it, finally, back to the show. And I'm going to open a Rotgut Bush beer as long as I don't splash my face. Yeah, I don't want to shoot my eye out. Hey, that's coming up. Holidays are coming up pretty soon. They'll be on us before we know it, huh?
Yeah.
And I noticed it's getting a lot cooler. I was in Centerville Thursday night, and it was drizzling, and it was 90 degrees. Started drizzling, and before you know it, I was back up in my tractor grabbing my hooded sweatshirt. One, I don't like rain. I do melt in the rain. And it got right chilly.
Mm-hmm.
My nipples got hard and everything.
Wow, that's cold.
Yeah. So it was a miserable night unloading. The rain finally stopped. But
well, you know, as with any holiday season, you know, because holiday seasons will be upon us here soon, crime gets out of hand.
Yeah, and we've really got to watch all those Hooters wings that I'm unloading.
Yeah, this is true.
Oh, I was watching the news this morning. I forgot to write all this stuff down. But,
I heard about that.
There was a, Arizona Air Force Base was on lockdown this morning.
Do you know anything? They thought they heard, gunshots.
Oh, it was just gunshots somewhere on the base.
Right, but I don't know. I hadn't heard any or read anything more, if in fact there was a gunman.
Right.
You know, on the base.
Right.
Or if they just, you know, they thought they heard it and later they found out.
Well, there you go. I'm going to dictate something right now.
Oh, yeah?
Jane Doe will get on that story for next week on the BS podcast, maybe.
Yeah.
I dictate well. You notice the maybe, if she wants to.
Yeah. If you don't mind.
Please, let us know.
But, yeah.
Oh, hey, I do have a little...
Go ahead.
Sorry,
okay.
I had a little complaint, though.
Uh-huh.
You know the air...
You messed my segue all up.
Oh, go ahead.
But it's okay.
You can go.
Well, thank you.
Go ahead. What was your... You didn't
tell
me...
There was a man... Well, I figured you would have caught it.
Oh.
Caught
what?
Never mind.
Go ahead.
So slow, it's not even funny.
Well, I was going to bitch about Arizona iced tea.
Well, you can bitch about Arizona iced tea when I'm done.
Okay, go ahead.
Damn it.
Imagine this is the segue after the...
Exactly.
There was a gunman.
Exactly, that was fine.
And Jane can do the news if she wants to on that story. Okay, go.
All right, there was a 23-year-old man, okay? He was arrested in South Daytona, Florida.
Yeah.
Back in May.
Shocker. Florida.
Okay. On suspicion of theft after the patrol officer spotted him pedaling his bike down a street with a 59-inch TV set on the handlebars. Okay, now here's the deal. Who would like, pick this man to steal anything?
Right.
Because, number one, I mean, would you really want him in charge of getting the getaway car together? I can see it now. Oh, no, I got this one.
Right, bring my bike.
He's got his bike. Everybody else is sitting there standing. I mean, they just tell how he got arrested.
Right.
But how many people were standing outside the house still waiting for their ride out of town?
Right. Well,
I don't get it. People are so ignorant.
It was pretty funny. I went over to your mom's to take a TV out of there.
Right.
And I went by myself. And so they're not used to having my truck there, I guess, the neighborhood.
Right.
And I felt funny. Here's some guy loading a TV in the back of a pickup truck. You know, it was pretty, could have turned bad. I could have come on the show and said I was arrested, but I'm not a liar, so.
You're bad at it.
Yeah. Anyway, Arizona iced tea.
Yeah, Arizona.
I discovered this. I work at Hooters. Never mind. I know people that throw tons of Arizona iced tea off at a place where they work.
Right.
And there are tons of it coming off this thing. They are marked 99 cents. And do you know what the stores sell them for? 99 cents.
Right.
Most stores.
Right.
Where my friends unload.
Right.
They sell them for 99. Sometimes they put them two for 99 cents. They go on sale. But anyway, I was in Wawa the other day.
Oh, yeah?
$1.69 for a 99-cent drink. Okay, so my rant is, what the fuck's wrong with this community or this economy? Why can't Wawa just sell the stupid stuff for 99 cents?
Because they're selling you a discounted price on gas. See, they'll charge you $3.33 as opposed to the Shell across the street will charge you $7.95.
All right. Well,
so they have to make their money somewhere.
Yeah, I guess, but I jotted that down, and I just couldn't understand.
And it pissed you off. I understand.
Yeah. Well, no, it did.
Little things.
Well, no. I mean, I can drive up to there's a CVS right down the street. I can drive there and pick it up for 99 cents.
Well, I have a question. If the dollar store sold condoms,
they do. Yeah, Ruben and Isaac post it all the time.
Oh.
Anyway.
Well, and they sold them buy one, get one.
Right.
Would you be jumping on that offer?
No. They have flavored ones, too, I think Ruben put on.
What dollar store do they go to? Because the Dollar Tree down
there. They're in a different country. It's California. Oh. God only knows what. Oh, hey, by the way, speaking of California.
Yeah.
I messaged Dave Rich from the PG Peepcast. I messaged him about something else, but he messaged me back, and I'm not going to go into details what it said, but
right.
He heard my new podcast, Junkie, even though it was 15 minutes,
right.
You know, introducing the show. He heard that, and he said about the Bumpus podcast, he gave us a very nice compliment on the podcast, on the one we're doing now,
right.
And said that we're unique, so... You know.
So we're the little kid on the school bus with glasses and...
Right, and we lick the windows.
We lick windows.
Yeah.
You lick your side, I'll lick mine.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I just, you know...
So that's...
Never hurts to have a pat on the back.
You said, like, unique also mean odd?
Yeah, that or it's a little girl of color that was born.
I think I went to
school... Or was that Monique? Yeah, Monique.
But I think I went to school... You're a dork.
With a girl named
with
Unique.
Named Unique.
Yeah, well, she's got a unique name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, something else came
up.
She's
an adjective.
And when I was in Germany, I was on Facebook, and it came up.
You on Facebook?
Yeah,
never on Facebook.
I know. I don't know why people think I'm always on there. I'm never on there. So I wanted to share a little story. While I lived in Germany.
Story time.
Somebody had posted about Auschwitz.
Yeah.
Very devastating.
Yes.
And I think it was a girl, because I usually frequent girls on my Facebook.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, well, the guys don't want nothing to do with me for some reason.
You got the wrong plumbing.
Yeah. So, but girls like checking me out, so. It was a girl, more than likely. I'm trying
you
to think.
You found, like, a library card?
Yeah. I'm trying to think who it was, but anyway, she said she was reading about Auschwitz and, you know, the devastation there. They put these people, they were told they were going in mass quantity. I mean, I'm not going to relive history here, but these people were told they were going in mass showers.
Right.
So they were stripped naked outside and sent into these showers, and they're standing all up there looking at the shower heads, and nothing's coming out, but they can hear it. Turns out it's gas. Well,
right.
When I was in Germany, I was 14, or I was 8th grade, so what did that put me for? 14?
Something like
13,
that.
14 years old. It was 1984. I went to Auschwitz, to the actual camp.
Mm-hmm.
It's, of course, not a camp anymore. It's a monument, or whatever you want to call it. A place...
A memorial.
Yeah, a place to go visit. Well, And I wanted to share the story. I went there, and I went into those showers, and at 14 years old, knowing the story, you know, my mom and dad told me the story, whatever, or I had learned it already in school, whatever, but just, I could feel the pain of those people as I was walking in. Now, they had big, you know, it's like a castle, you know, it's a brick castle-looking thing, and they had bars where they used, you know, the doors are off. They're just wide open. But you actually go into the showers, and those shower heads from... What war was it?
World War II.
World War II? Those shower heads are still in there. Everything's still intact when I was there. It's just scary. Well, it also jogged another memory from when I lived in Germany, and I wanted to talk about it. We lived on the economy, meaning we didn't live on base, and we rented a German house from Frau Sitzius was her name.
Right.
And Mom used to call her the Frau. You know, it was always, how's the Frau? You know, because I would carry the rent money down a couple blocks and all that to her, and, you know, never knew what it was. I just always took stuff down to the Frau. And anyway, Frau Sitzius rented us this house, and we were only there a year from August to August. And when the neighbors would wake up, I lived up in the attic, was my room. So, I had one window, and I could look out my bedroom window, and I could see the soccer stadium down there, you know, so we lived way up on a hill.
Right.
And, Auf der Pirsch was our street, you know, which is, on the pier, I think, is what it means, but, it was way up there. And so, but every now and then when I would get up in the morning or at night, I would sit there and watch because I could actually see the players on the field, on the soccer field,
mm-hmm.
but the lights were hanging over top of it, you know. Yeah, it was kind of hard to see, but I had been to several games while I was there. Hans-Peter Briegel used to play for Kaiserslautern was the city, so UFC, FCK Kaiserslautern. Anyway, that was my hero when I went. But anyway, when I would sit there at night and watch to see what I could see, being hooked on this soccer, and I couldn't go to the game that night, I would look over and I could see the old people that lived next door. And the point is, these houses housed four families.
Right.
We lived in it all by ourselves. We were the rich folks, I guess.
Right.
We were able to rent the entire house to ourselves. But the people on the top floor that were eye level with my room, it was an old couple. And he used to sit there in the window at night. Well, he would smoke his cigarette and have his cigarette hanging out the window. And then, of course, in the morning, like all Germans did, you drive through a town in Germany and you see all the bedding is strung out the windows. They have the nice big down comforters.
Right.
And the Hausfrau next door would put the bedding out the window, and I didn't see much of those people. But near the end, I was outside in our little courtyard that adjoined the two houses. There was a little courtyard that joined them, and the old man was out there one day. And I was talking to him, and he didn't speak a lick of English, but he made the attempt. You know, I'm a snot-nosed kid, but he made the attempt because he was sitting out on a lawn chair right there in his courtyard, and I was playing or something. And so we started talking, and as far as I knew, he didn't speak a lick of English, but turns out, he had on his forearm, and I know it's radio, but I'm showing you. It went from the crook of his elbow
right.
down to about here, mid-wrist, or, you know, not quite to the wrist. He had a number engraved on his arm. It was tattooed on his arm. And he was a prisoner of war, you know.
Wow.
And he sat there, and he talked to me in perfect English that day. Telling me, because I asked him what his tattoo meant. I had no clue, you know.
Right.
And maybe I got the clue from when we went to Auschwitz. But it was just, it jarred a good memory, and I just wanted to, you know, share it. So, I'm not choking up, I'm dry up, for real, just so you know that. But, had to get that rock gut bush beer.
Right.
No, I wasn't choking up. You were looking at me. I wasn't choking up. But,
oh, no.
My throat talking, doing this business of show that we're in. So, but what did you think about that earlier? I brought up the whole show's brought to you by Sherry.
Yeah.
this week.
I think that's
good
fine.
Idea.
Yeah.
You know, and then maybe they'll spread the word, you know. I'd be afraid to spread the word, too, you know. I noticed we've stopped, leveled off around 50, 51.
Right.
You know, and people aren't really joining us anymore. More cross-promoting on the BS podcast. I am. I have a cross-promo on there, but I don't see too many people. Jersey Pat and Dawn Linder's birthday was the other day.
Yes, it was.
They gave her a big birthday shout-out at the end of the BS podcast.
And
so
she
turned
25, didn't she?
Yeah, yeah. And she looks 25.
Yeah.
She's a very nice, attractive young lady. And then Jersey Pat, their buddies, friends, whatever their deal is.
Right.
They're always seeming to be together. So, shout out to Dawn, because I like Dawn. She interacts
funny.
With me.
She's
so,
funny.
Yeah, she's a fun girl. And that's about all I can think of
all
right now.
Think of.
Yeah, we had, you know, somebody brought that up. I can't remember what girl it was, so I'm sorry, whoever you are, that we were talking about Auschwitz. But,
well, they say that memory is the first to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe it's a sex word.
Oh. Well, there you go. That burp was brought to you by my penis.
Oh, that's just gross.
Wow.
By your dick cheese.
There you go. That burp was brought to you by my dick cheese. So, I'm glad I don't have that stuff.
That's nasty. I'm glad it sounds like that might be like a yeast infection for a man.
Well, yeah, and, you know, the baby's older now, but he, you know, I was surprised they had to, he had a surgery when he was a year old, and, he had, also, everything had adhered, his penis was adhered to his balls or something, they had to fix
no.
that.
No.
What, it wasn't adhesion? Yeah.
Yeah, it was not stuck to his balls.
Well,
it
no, I know,
just
but
before the skin,
right.
where they did the circumcision.
Right.
You having the same issue?
I am now. I gotta stand up and shake them loose.
Speaking of sticking to your balls.
Yeah. My balls were sticking to my leg. I've got a generous sack. Anyway.
And now, it goes down to your knees.
Yeah, it does. There.
That's why you'll never find you in a kilt.
Right. Oh, speaking of which, let me
what,
see.
What, kilts?
No, balls down to your knees. And we were talking during the break.
Yeah! Did you see? No, well,
what?
Listen. My cousin, who is on my Facebook, she put... Did you see the picture that she put? She's somewhere up in Northern Virginia, and it says on there, no playing with your balls in the hallway.
I didn't see.
It's a sign actually posted in the sports arena.
Oh, Lord.
That she was at, and I started laughing. I was like, hey, yeah, right. You know, have some common courtesy. Don't be standing outside somebody's, you know, in the hallway.
Right.
Playing with your balls. But, I mean, it's really sad they had to put that sign out.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
and they could be talking about, like, you know, basketball or soccer ball, but I don't know.
Well, I'm sorry, people, but the girls on my Facebook get an awful lot of attention here on this show for some reason. And she's got way too much attention, but I just thought of this while we were talking during the break.
Right.
I told you what I was doing. Anyway, Tanya had sent me a text earlier I completely forgot about till now. So, I wanted to read this text to you.
Okay.
No, she doesn't want to jump my bones. You
oh,
know.
Okay.
So, you're safe.
All right.
A skinny little white guy goes into an elevator. He looks up and sees this huge black guy standing next to him. The big guy sees the little guy staring at him, and he looks down and says, 7 feet tall, 350 pounds, 20-inch cock, 3-pound testicles, Turner Brown. The little guy faints and falls to the floor. The big guy kneels down and brings him to, shaking on him and stuff. And the big guy says, what's wrong with you? In a weak voice, the little guy says, what exactly did you say to me? The big dude says, I saw your curious look, and I figured I'd just give you the answers to the questions everyone is always asking me. I'm 7 feet tall, I weigh 350 pounds, I have a 20-inch cock, my testicles weigh 3 pounds each, and my name is Turner Brown. The small guy says, Turner Brown, sweet Jesus, I thought you said turnaround. Pretty cute. You said Tanya didn't send that to you now?
Yeah, I mean, come on now.
Did I not forward it to you?
No.
I usually forward.
No, that was funny.
Tanya McClellan's good for little goofball stuff.
That's funny. That should actually be dedicated to Ruben.
Yeah.
And Isaac, you know, the whole reach around
thing. Reach around thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Dedicate that one to Jane Doe. She's funny when she says reach around. I'm just fascinated. I listen to their podcast, and she always brings up a reach around. In fact, that's what Ruben said when I was the first live caller on their show.
Right.
And he said, and to you, Mark, you have won a reach around. How do you feel? I'm like, oh, Lord. So
how did you feel? Well, I mean, if he was given the reach around.
No, that he
wouldn't would know how you felt.
I think I tried to get Tanya to give me the reach around, but well, see, on a previous episode of the Bumpus podcast, we tried to get so arranged where I could have 10 minutes with Tanya, because that's what they call a segment. But
right.
For some reason, that little mouthy girl goes on for hours, or an hour. There is no 10 minutes with Tanya. She.
You know, well, you're going to pay for that, I'm sure.
Oh no, she won't mind.
Yeah. Famous last words as she's stepping on your 3-pound testicle.
Oh Lord. Okay, I just forwarded it to you. Hopefully, it didn't go to 17 other hot chicks. But
well, then they'll think that you want you're the only hot chick
that got it. That was cute, though. But anyway, that's in the mind of Tanya.
Well, that's okay. Her mind's not that dirty.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. I've heard her on their podcast.
So what fetishes did she talk about? I know there's foot fetishes.
Yeah, well, that's... Yeah, I don't want to rehash their whole show.
Well, no,
but
no,
I'll give
real.
You. I'll give
I mean,
you a rundown.
What other fetishes are there?
I'll give you a rundown real quick. And I lacked in show prep because there was some that I was going to actually research and bring up more because I've heard about them. Isaac's concern was foot fetish. He has one. He says he likes high heels. A girl in high heels.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, so that falls... And he said it's got to be in the top 5. And she said, no, that is actually number 6.
I don't know of any other ones.
I'm trying to think. That burp was brought to you by Campbell's Soup. Anyway... Trying to be real radio like. I don't know. Listen to the BS podcast.
Well, I understand. I was asking.
There was foot fetishes, leather. She said something about. Well, they used my name a lot on that show, last show, because she said something about leather masks were actually meant for the men to wear, you know, and. Ruben said, oh, speaking of, we just had our first caller on the show, you know, speaking of Mark, and cream in my pie, that came up and stuff in the conversation, you know, it's just...
What's cream in your pie?
Remember when we had Ruben on my show? Our show?
Oh.
About cream in your pie, you know, okay. Anyway. I don't remember what all the fetishes was, yeah, or were. Here, I went and took English. Yeah, now you're really trying to get me busted with Tanya, aren't you?
Hey, speaking of bust, I think there's a boob fetish.
No.
No boob fetish?
That wasn't on Tanya's list. Top 10. You know, for people that are falling asleep right now, just go to the bspodcast.webs.com, download show 99. Tanya did a good job talking about the 10 top 10 fetishes. It was feet. Was number 6. Oh, Lord. I don't remember. I really don't. You're throwing me off. I said ankles, so I thought that fit into number 6.
Ankles?
Yeah. Well, and then they said something about cankles, and I said, no, not Hillary Clinton cankles. You know, I like hot chicks. And, of course, I had to preface that with hot chicks come in all sizes. But, because I've got a ton of hot chicks.
Right.
So, they come in all sizes, you know, right?
I guess.
I'm really trying to jog my memory, but we're running out of time, and we're really
I don't know.
Oh Lord, people are all over Facebook. I'm trying to think what else we were forgetting, and I'm already feeling this is bad podcasting. I'm trying to think. I don't know what the fetishes were. I'm drawing a blank. You have to listen to their show.
I'll just do my own research.
Okay. What did you come up with?
I don't know. I'm looking. I got bizarre fetishes, but I don't know.
You came up with Duden.
Well, no.
Isn't that what you just said?
Yeah, but it's not on here. I mean, I don't know if it's on here or not.
Oh, you were asking if that...
You.
No.
I was asking you. Is butt a fetish?
No. Isaac and Ruben both had said something about, well, with the high heels, just so you know, and that's what I was going to do some research on, and I forgot to, so maybe a next episode. They actually like girls. Guys will pay to watch a girl come in and stomp on animals with their high heels. That you go to a live show.
Oh my gosh.
And that's a fetish where she kills cats and rats and mice, stuff like that. And I actually saw it on a documentary, probably HBO, you know.
Right.
But I did see it, and I was going to do some more research on it. Howard Stern years ago had a girl in the studio that she would pop bubbles with her high heels. The guy laid on his... This guy had a fetish, so Howard gave him his dream to come on the air.
Right.
He laid him down on the floor. They put balloons, not helium, just balloons that would lay on the ground, and she stomped around him, popping all the balloons, and she had to finish it by throwing up on him. So I know that's a fetish where the girl throws up on you.
Okay, well, here's the top 10 of bizarre ones.
Okay.
Furry fandom. That's when the people who like to dress up as anthropomorphic animals and watch others do so.
Right.
And so they dress themselves up as animals.
Right.
Then there's tetraphilia, where it's, I don't know.
You're giving
to watch, they're attracted to amputees.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's, urolagnia, that's where they like to watch others urinate.
Right, that was one of them, water sports.
And then etymophilia, that's where they like to vomit on them.
Oh, wow.
Then there's...
Tanya sucks.
Blood fetish.
Well, I don't know if she does,
where they like to drink the blood.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's...
Gotta look on that one.
Coprophilia, that's where they like to be used as a human toilet and be defecated on in the mouth of another person.
Oh, that's hot.
That's nasty.
Oh, man. I like that. That's my fetish,
guys. And then
guys.
Crush fetish. That's when they have the desire to see animals crushed to death and see small insects.
Right.
Or toy cars or anything like that.
Wow.
Then there's klismaphilia.
Let's get Matthew's Hot Wheels.
Klismaphilia is when you get pleasure from an enema.
Right.
Come on, really?
I like that, too.
Oh, my God.
I like things
in my hiney. Necrophilia, where you like to have sex with the dead person.
Right.
And then Omarashi or something, and it's from Japan, and it's an arousal from the feeling of having a full bladder.
Oh, wow.
So
I get that when I'm driving my truck down the road. I keep a full bladder because I've just got to make it 30 more miles to get home so I can have that Rock Gut Bush beer. So I keep my bladder full. Oh, I peed outside the other day walking the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was, you know how our fence is, there's a big opening. It's a farm fence for people that don't know what it is, but there's,
right.
It's a wire fence, and there's big it goes 1 inch at the bottom to 4 inch
square.
Get
you really good at target practicing in the snow.
Yeah, well, I lay it up on the next level that'll accommodate me so that I don't pee all over the dog while I'm walking him. And so I'm peeing over the fence, basically, through the fence, and this guy starts going ape shit. The dog, Rusty. He starts going crazy. He's sniffing and snorting, and that snort was brought to you by Uranus. And
my anus?
Yeah, yours, I guess. It just came out that way. But anyway, and he's sitting there lifting his leg nonstop. He's peeing to counteract what I just did. You know, because I pee a lot more than he does. And he must know.
I don't know. I've been out there when he's peed 17 times.
Well, there's competition going on because he's got that leg going. He's trying to whiz over that fence like me. And he was doing a pretty good job. But I've never seen him. And then I did it the next morning, too. And, I mean, we've got an inside dog now. He's really an outside dog, but we're trying to adjust to having him inside. He gets up between 6:15 and 6:40 every morning. And I usually end up having to take him out because I hear him and get up and go do it. But I don't have time to get up and go pee first because he might wake the whole house up barking. Oh, shoot. Speaking of barking, I'm burping. And, a lot of gas.
Uh-oh.
Yep. You want to look under the covers later?
No. Did that one time.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah. Dutch oven, baby. So, we got to come up with a show ending. I think we're up on our time.
Okay.
So, do you want to come up with one, or do I need to...
You go ahead.
I need to spit one out. Well, the encyclopedia says nothing. Thanks for listening to the Bumpus Podcast, show number 16.